The Holy Gospel is written in the second chapter of St. Luke's Gospel, beginning with the 22nd verse. Glory to you, Lord. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, you have promised. You may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. I did research and will now read for you some pastors' commentary, studies, and lesson notes on today's gospel. This is the gospel from the book of Luke. Today's lesson from the gospel of Luke is only one of a very few stories in the Bible that reveal anything about what Jesus was like as a child. Luke's scripture hits a very few important points. We know Jesus was born a Jew among Jews. Therefore, he came upon the law of Moses. And the presentation in Jerusalem was motivated by specific requirements from the law of Moses. The biblical notion of redemption included the idea that the firstborn sons belong to the Lord in a very special way and are dedicated to serve them. Follow along with me, verse 22 and 23. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord. Luke has taken this old idea of the firstborn son being dedicated to God's service. When Joseph and Mary present Jesus to the Lord in Jerusalem, they are dedicating his life to God. Luke then tells a story about Simeon and Anna. Simeon and Anna appear as righteous and devout Jews who are awaiting the fulfillment of God's promises of consolation and redemption for Israel. These two very unusual characters were somehow able to recognize that an ordinary-looking baby, brought to the temple by a rather ordinary-looking couple of parents, for an ordinary religious ritual, was not really ordinary at all. It was quite extraordinary. Simeon believed that this child was the promised Messiah. But how in the world did Simeon, and Anna for that matter, know that the baby Jesus was the Messiah? The answer can be found right there in the scriptures. Luke tells outright that it was by the Holy Spirit that the child's identity was revealed to these people. The name Simeon was a common Hebrew name, which means to hear. Maybe Simeon could hear what God was revealing to him through the Holy Spirit. Luke tells that Simeon was a righteous and devout older Jewish man who was living in Jerusalem. Simeon devoted his entire life to looking for the Messiah, the one who was to fulfill the hopes of Israel. Luke says that the Holy Spirit promised Simeon that he would see the Messiah before he died. Verse 26, it has been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. So Simeon happened to be at the temple when Jesus' parents came to present their son. We know that Simeon recognized the baby as the one who God had promised from the moment he saw him. Verse 28, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation." Simeon must have been a righteous person and a religious person from the fact that the most important thing in his life, this is the thing he wanted most of all, before he could die, was to see the Messiah. Simeon was also perhaps open-minded because he was able to recognize the Messiah in the most unlikeliest of persons, a humble, ordinary baby that was born in a stable, who had been brought to his temple by humble parents for presentation. Now consider for yourself, if you were looking for the Messiah your whole life, what kind of person would you be looking for? What kind of person would you expect the Messiah to be? Would you expect that person to be somebody important, born into a recognized and respected family? Would you be looking for certain signs or symbols, influential, well-known, famous, or even a leader? Simeon was not worried about shocking or offending Jesus' parents. He was focused on the baby and the fulfillment of God's promise to him that he could do nothing but thank and praise God for the blessing he had just been given. Simeon was able to see Christ in this ordinary, plain, common baby because he was inspired by the Holy Spirit of God. It was the same Spirit that enabled him to believe and trust God's promise. It was the Holy Spirit that helped him focus his energies on looking for the Messiah. The Holy Spirit gave him strength to look anywhere and everywhere so that his whole life focused on search and promise that had been revealed to him. The Holy Spirit of God transforms and transformed Simeon's life. The same thing happens to every person whom the Holy Spirit of God falls upon. It transforms us. It enables us to see things in a new and different way. Seeing the face of Christ in ordinary places and things brings much needed hope to this world. All we must do is open our minds and look. We begin to see the world differently. Our eyes will become focused on recognizing the face of Christ all around us, in everywhere and everyday people. We begin to live our lives in gratitude for all of God's creation. We begin to look at living things as worthwhile simply because God created them. We begin to see each person as a sacred and loving creation of God. Looking at the world through the eyes of Christ changes the way we see things. The ordinary becomes extraordinary. Recall the meaning of lighting our Advent candles earlier this month. Light, hope, peace, and joy are all born into the world. The Holy Spirit reveals to us the wonders of God all the time, so we become inspired to be able to see the face of Christ and the love of the Lord everywhere. The wonder of the Christ child is all around us, every day, in simple and ordinary people and places. By the grace of God, we only have to be able to recognize them. Let's pray. Loving and living God, we thank you that the waiting time is now over, that with Simeon we can bless you for the coming of Jesus into the world. We too are inspired by the Holy Spirit. We praise you and thank you for the new intimacy you invite us to share with you now and in the days to come. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.